This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
Welcome into Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show, where we pull back the curtain on what it really means to build a career here. In this episode, we're talking culture, talking values, talking why GKB proudly says we are not for everybody. Today's episode, joined by Chris Gibbs, our Director of Agency Partnerships, by Market Manager of ESPN Madison, Ben Wittes, and a surprise guest at the end of the episode. That's coming up next on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. This is Hired, the GKB recruitment show. As always, GKB is growing. Your next great opportunity to join the team could be in Madison, Wisconsin. Joining us now, he's the market manager in Madison. He is Ben Wittes. Ben, thank you for jumping on. We're talking about an open marketing consultant's role at ESPN Madison. Marketing consultants are what we call our salespeople, our account executives. Before we get into the role specifically, for somebody who only knows ESPN Madison from the outside, how would you describe the culture in your office on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, it's a great question. And culture, I feel like, has so many buzzwords around it. No doubt. But I think our team is a really special place, I think, for many reasons. I think one is we treat it like a sports team, which I've always loved. I have a background in athletics. I think a lot of our team does too. But you know, there's good times. There's times where we're striving to get better. And no matter what, I think at the end of the day, like, we're here to help each other. And I think that's a big thing, because whether it's sales, marketing, or content, like, we have individual goals, but we also have a team goal. And so I think one thing that I really love about our team is that we're here to help each other, even for those individual goals. But collectively, it's trying to make up our team goal. But I think at the end of the day, when you're looking at our team, we have a bunch of people who are really competitive, have a ton of grit, and have a ton of passion. And when you have that mix of character traits, not only individually, but as a team, I think there's a lot of special things that come from it.
Yeah, you kind of took the answer to my next question for you before I even asked it, which is great. But when you look at great marketing consultants, not only at ESPN Madison, but across Good Karma Brands, what do you think they all seem to have in common? And you know, you worked in this role yourself for a period of time. So, you know, what do the best MCs and GKB seem to share in terms of qualities?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that universally is grit. Like I said it before, of like a team sense. But I think whether you're a digital events, play-by-play, local brands, marketing consultant, it's great. And especially in sales, I mean, whether you're a day one marketing consultant or whether you're experienced tenured marketing consultant in the role, you know, it all kind of overlaps, because there's, you know, days where you're battling an objection with a partner and it's not an easy one, and you got to figure out how to handle that, you know, that situation. And then there's a lot of good times too. But, you know, I think whether you're cold calling and prospecting, and, you know, in our world, like, for every 100 outreaches, we get one first appointment. And I'll say that again, 100 outreaches is one first appointment. We've tracked that over years and years and years. So think about, you know, success is 1% sometimes. And then, you know, throughout our partnership process, you know, showing campaigns, having ideas meetings, and then opening the partnership, which is of course one of the biggest parts of the process. There's so many things that happen in between there, highs, lows. But you know, and the most important thing is once you do get that open, your next day showing back up. And I think that's a big part of it. And grit, passion is another big one too. But I think one that sometimes isn't talked about quite as much is some consistency. Mm-hmm. I think, again, being able to show up every single day, and whether you open the biggest partnership in your career or GKB history, or whether you've been told no 10 times for 10 days straight, I think showing up the next day and doing exactly the same thing, having all the right habits to be a successful MC is really important, because we don't do this for, you know, a 6-month partnership, a 1 year. We're here to make long-term relationships and partnerships matter that have a big, long-standing impact on our overall business too at the end of the day.
Ben Wittes is our market manager at ESPN Madison. He joins us here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. ESPN Madison currently hiring a marketing consultant to join the team in 2026. Marketing consultants, what we call our sales teammates. Ben, when it comes to this role in particular, how much of it is about relationships and creativity for a partner versus just straight up selling and getting results?
It's funny you bring that up, Brian. We were talking about it in our sales and marketing huddle this morning. Like, we don't sell. Like, it's just not what we do. We're not here for the short game. We're not here to chase a week, a month, a quarter, whatever it might be. Like, our best interest is our partner's best interest. And that's doing the right thing all the time. And I think a lot of is the relationship, right? Because at the end of the day, we're trusting that the business owner, the CMO, the VP, the marketing manager, whoever is making that decision, trusts us, because this is a really important decision for them. And whether we're a small piece of the pie or whether we're a large part of what they do from a marketing standpoint across the year. And a lot of that comes down to trust. So a lot of our team members, we put a ton of focus in and just relationship building, because whether you are having that great conversation about opening the partnership and next steps that come along with it, or whether you are having to have some maybe that difficult conversation, that might be where it's even more important to be able to work through that, find the solution, and ultimately help them in whichever way that might be in the end.
Ben, I think one of my favorite things about Good Karma Brands over the course of my decade plus with the company now has been the continued investment the company has made in me and my growth and development. And I think that's personal relationships. I think that's training sessions. I think it's a lot of different things. How do you personally support and develop your team once they're on the team? Because I think getting into the team is one thing. Seeing a sustained growth trajectory for somebody outside the company is quite another.
Yeah, I think you said it, but I think it's something that's very intentional for us, because when we bring on teammates, so if you're listening and you're interested in this marketing consultant position here in Madison, we don't see this as a short-sighted hire, short-term hire. Like, this is something long-term, and we don't expect you on day one to know everything. One of my favorite phrases was from Keith Williams, who runs our Chicago office, is it's like you're in the NBA G League. This is development. The first year is some place where we want you to go out and make mistakes, and intentionally, right? Not intentionally make mistakes, but intentionally just go out and learn and build those relationships and understand that, like, what is happening in the first 12 months, the first 24 months, and of course that never stops, but especially early on, right? Like, you're going to have to learn a lot on the go. So I think for us, and one thing that we really emphasize that through, obviously intentional one-on-ones, coaching through, and that's the thing, is everything's individualized. It's not a like one size fits all approach. It can't be. We're all human beings. We all operate different ways. So I think first and foremost, it does start with a relationship that, you know, I would have, or the another teammate's manager would have with them specifically, and just finding whatever fits best for them to grow and develop. And if for one, a marketing consultant, it might be focusing more on this area. Another marketing consultant, it might be in a different area. But ultimately, it is about being very intentional with it all, and having those conversations, growing, asking questions, making mistakes along the way, but ultimately learning and just making growth day by day and week by week. It's like investing in the stock market. It's not going to happen in 1 year. We just hope over time that you continue to get better. And ultimately, as you grow, we'll grow, and we'll grow together.
When you're interviewing candidates, Ben, for this job and for any other number of roles that you've interviewed for, what makes you think, yeah, this person can really be a special long-term GKB teammate?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few things we evaluate on. One of the phrases that I always try to go back to is the hungry, humble, smart. Does someone check those boxes of being? Because, and of course, we have our core values. We have various things that we point to and look to. But I think if you fall within being a person that is humble, a person that's hungry, and a person that's smart. And it doesn't mean you're the smartest person in the room. It just means you have the ability to be in situations and be able to handle them properly. But I think when we're sitting with a candidate, if we can sense that, I think the other one that I said earlier is passion. Man, if we can see someone that has some passion in them during an interview process, because a lot of, what we do is we take our individual passion, right, as a teammate, as a marketing consultant, and sit in front of a business owner, a decision maker who might be a marketing teammate on their side. And we take our passion and we transfer it over to them to make them feel passionate about it, because maybe they aren't familiar with what we've done before. You know, maybe they've tried something similar, but how are we different? And so I think one thing when we are sitting in interviews is like, can I feel that? Can we feel that in the room? Can we all walk away and go, oh my gosh, this person, if they were to sit across from that decision maker, they're going to be able to like just blow them away with like how awesome it is and what we get to do. Because again, it goes back to relationships. Is that person then going to buy into who we are? Are they going to buy our stock, you know, to carry themselves and their brand forward with as well?
All right, one more for you, Ben, because I know you got to go. Ben Wittes, once again, our marketing manager, not marketing manager, market manager. You've got marketing managers at ESPN Madison. He's running the whole show. If you are interested in applying, what would you want the market manager to tell you? We're going to find out right now. What would you tell somebody, Ben, that is sitting on the fence, that's going, I'm curious, I'm interested. What would you tell that person to say, hey, submit that resume and apply?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with one of the words you just said there is curiosity, right?
Yeah.
Like, as someone who is curious, interested in this position, I would say just put your application in, like reach out to one of us. And it doesn't have to be me. I think that's one of the interesting things to say is like, you can sit here and of course I'll be the individual as the hiring manager in this process, but we have so many great teammates who can help tell you about GKB's story, about ESPN Madison's story, about their own story, to maybe tell you this is or isn't the right fit for you in this position. Of course, that can absolutely be through me, or it can be in a formal interview process, but it doesn't have to start that way. And so I think that is one thing, you know, as you're sitting there considering potentially doing this as an individual, is just, you know, find a way to learn more. And whether that's the formal side, informal side, we'd love to hear from you. And if it's the right fit, fantastic. We love to hear that. And if it's not, that's okay too. But nonetheless, you went down the rabbit hole of kind of learning a little bit more about us as well.
It's great advice, and I think it's advice that not everybody would immediately think of wait, I could ask somebody that works there what it's like to work there and whether or not they think it's a fit for me, right? And I can't fathom that one of our teammates wouldn't give you 15 or 20 minutes over a cup of coffee to talk about who we are and what we're all about. So awesome advice, Ben. Thank you so much. Appreciate you jumping on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brian.
That is Ben Wittes, the market manager of ESPN Madison. This is Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Welcome back into Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Looking forward to getting to know Chris Gibbs, our Director of Agency Partnerships, a little better as he walks through the big eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with Good Karma Brands. Chris, thank you so much for jumping on here. Let's jump right into it. Question one of this big eight. Do I have to be a big sports fan to work with Good Karma Brands?
You definitely don't have to be a sports fan. I think it could potentially help. But you do have to be a good teammate. Passion matters more than fandom, I would say. You care deeply about what you're building, take pride in your work, and compete the right way, you'll fit in.
I think that's well said, and it's funny you bring it up that way, Chris, because we had Pratik Patel, our senior director of GKB BrandWorks, on the show last week, and he answered the same way. You don't have to be a big sports fan, but you have to care about something passionately, even if that's your own, you know, personal career growth. And I think, you know, your answer there certainly aligned.
Perfect.
All right, question two.
I mean, I think it's all about being a business athlete.
Yes.
Versus the, like, knowing box scores.
Yep, for sure. Well said. Question two of the Big Eight with Chris Gibbs, our Director of Agency Partnerships with GKB. You hear in a lot of circles, Chris, inside and outside of our company, that it's not for everybody. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? Where is your head on that question?
I agree. GKB isn't a place built for people that want to coast. Culture is at the center of basically every decision. There's a real expectation of ownership, accountability, effort. And when leadership holds themselves to that standard, you either align with it or realize pretty quickly that this isn't your place. And I see it every day in my Atlanta office with Chris Young. And I also see it with the founding fathers of this company, with Craig, Steve, and Heath and Sam. They live it. So if you're not in this culture, if you're not believing in it, then I don't think it's a good fit.
Totally agree. And Chris, I think at the center of that culture in a lot of ways are our core values. There's six of them. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. If you had to pick one of those that's the most important, which would you pick and why?
That's tough. All six matter, obviously, but I think honesty would be number one for me. I think it's hard to truly listen or over-deliver or work as a team. Honest conversations build trust, and trust is what allows teams to move fast, learn, and succeed.
Totally agree. Halfway home through the Big 8 questions with Chris Gibbs, our director of agency partnerships out of our Atlanta office with Good Karma Brands. I'm sure you've seen this, Chris. A lot of GKB teammates change jobs, change positions, change career paths. Seemingly every day we'll get an email about it. Why do you think that happens so frequently within our company?
It's one of the reasons I'm here. One of my good friends who's been here maybe 4 years has been in four different leadership roles. And he was telling me about how the company encourages it. It's basically, I think teammates that raise your hand here at GKB or ask to take on more responsibility are supported fully. I think the internal movement isn't random, it's intentional. Getting real experiences across the business is something you don't see in many places, at least many places that I've been in my career.
Yep, I think that's perfectly said, and I think if you talk to any GKB teammate that have some semblance of a similar story to what you just told. Let's get into content a little bit, which is my wheelhouse. I hesitate to even call us a radio company anymore because we've grown and mushroom clouded to so much more than that. But we continue as a content provider to double down on local, to invest in local content across the company. Why do you think we operate that way?
Well, community is very important to GKB, and local still matters. People want to hear from voices who live where they live and understand their communities. Investing in local talent builds trust and loyalty with fans and with brands. GKB is at the center of that. And I see that all the time. I've only been here for, I think, like 8 months now. I mean, we're out there doing fundraisers and, events in the community are at the heart of GKB, and local needs to support that.
Yeah, for sure. I had a great conversation recently, Chris, with my manager, Greg Scalzo, who is our market manager here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we were talking about the mission and purpose of the company, right? It's one of the things we focus on a semi-annual basis with every teammate. And, there's a lot of different ways you can answer that, one of which being is to serve the communities that we operate in, right? And if we're just serving ourselves, there is no point, especially from a content perspective. We need to be active in involve members of all the communities that we operate in. So I think you nailed that one for sure. Question seven, and maybe this is more in your wheelhouse. Very simply put, why do businesses choose to partner with Good Karma Brands?
This hits home because I think this is something that I haven't seen as much in the past as well for me. It's because we act like partners, not vendors. We focus on service, honesty, follow through. And we build solutions instead of just selling inventory or spots and dots. We say we open partnerships here versus close deals. And I think that's because the relationship is just getting started at that point.
As a relatively newer teammate to Good Karma Brands, has operating that way been an adjustment for you from previous experience? And this is me, straying away from the Big 8 questions a little bit, but I'm curious your perspective on how we operate that way and whether that's been an adjustment for you personally.
I think personally, I view when I was closing deals, it was, in my mind, opening them.
Sure.
The way that the language, the GKB language is stressed here makes so much sense, and the way it flows. And I think our partners appreciate it too. I think it's emphasized here more than anywhere I've ever been before. And I think it's because we're more of a strategic company that wants to help these businesses grow so that we can grow our partnerships with them.
Yeah. And I think beneath all of that, Chris, and correct me if I'm wrong here, That process doesn't matter one smidge if we don't deliver results too, right? So I think the results are important, but the process by which we deliver those results really resonates for our partners every single day in every market that we serve across the country. Last one for you. If you had one piece of advice for somebody who is considering working with GKB, who sees, you know, a role open on goodkarmabrands.com/careers and wants to apply, what would you tell that person?
Again, short period of time here, but I've had this question asked of me of many people that have applied since I've been here. And I would say lean in, think of being a great teammate mentality, get comfortable being uncomfortable, be prepared for growth and want to have that growth. Comfort and predictability at Good Karma Brands is not the norm. Be ready to fail, be ready to challenge yourself. And most importantly, I say, because in my journey through the interview process, it was over a year, I met with 20 plus teammates at GKB. Everybody had a different story, but the culture was key. And I feel like getting their perspectives will let you know if you belong here. And that's what ultimately, that's how I landed here, because I realized after speaking to so many people, this is the right fit.
I want to underscore that before we let you go, Chris, and not just let that slide. You just said your interview process for your career with Good Karma Brands flirted with a year, was about a year, and you talked to 20 plus active teammates. I underscore that because it's not an abnormal experience with GKB. I've been with the company for, it'll be 12 years in May, and I remember as a former intern that my interview experience a decade ago was very, very similar. How would you talk about that interview experience even more and the value that it holds? Because I do think those experiences before you ever become a teammate are very intentional by the company.
Yeah, I'll just give you an anecdotal piece.
Perfect.
I was meeting with Sam Pines. It might have been my first or second time. And I said a year. It was probably a year and a half. We had ongoing conversations for a while. I had never had this happen to me before in an interview. He had told me, he's like, look, this place isn't for everybody. Very blunt about it. He said, I want you to continue to talk to everybody, make sure it's the right fit. And you know what? We just had somebody that was here that it just didn't work out. He's actually in the Atlanta marketplace. You should reach out to him. You should just have a conversation with him and just get a better feel of like why it didn't fit for him, because, you know, we still stay in touch with him. Telling me to reach out to somebody that was recently, like, they parted ways.
Yeah.
Mutual. I had never heard that before. And that almost just gave me more confidence. I was like, look, if you have, like, this place is that strong, like, you're not worried about me talking to somebody that you parted ways with. Well, that gave me a whole different perspective. I can tell you that.
It's one of the more powerful stories you could possibly tell on Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show. If somebody's listening right now, coast to coast, and is interested in any way about how we operate, the last 3 minutes of this interview just absolutely hit the target right in the center. Chris Gibbs, our Director of Agency Partnerships out of Atlanta, Georgia, thank you so much for jumping on. We appreciate it. Looking forward to hopefully meeting you in person one day here with GKB. Yeah. Thanks for the time, Chris.
Thank you, Brian.
Take care. More next on Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show. Wrapping things up on Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show. If you're interested in applying for that open marketing consultant role with ESPN Madison, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Little bonus teammate insight here on Hire today. Joining us now, he does a lot of different things for us at GKB Milwaukee. He's a host. He's a producer. He is Alex Strofe. Alex, we're going to run a four-minute offense here to close out the show. You hear about the two-minute drill.
Yes.
You don't hear as much about the four-minute offense, which is we're up by four. We don't want the other team to get the ball back. We're gonna run the ball a bunch of different times.
So in this context, that makes me your reliable running back.
That is correct, which I think is an apropos kind of, you know, syllable to who you are as a teammate, right? Like, we can hand you the ball at any point in time and know you're going to give us 5 yards a carry, which is great. And
you're being very kind.
And also, you can break off a big run, which is great.
You know me, I'm an athlete.
Talk to us about your GKB trajectory. How did you get to where you are at this juncture of your career?
Sure. So back in 2020, right before the world shut down, it was like the first weekend of March in 2020, I met a guy by the name of Greg Scalzo at a conference, a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association conference. We got along very well. And then the next week, the world shut down. So about 4 months later, I emailed him. I was like, hey, about to graduate college. Long story short, started part-time at ESPN Madison when I still lived in Stevens Point. Did the 90-minute commute each way for a couple of months. Luckily, was brought in full-time at ESPN Madison, spent about 3 years there, and then been in Milwaukee since April of 24.
What's it like working here? You can answer that question however you like.
Insane, and I mean that as a compliment. No 2 days are the same, despite some, you know, obviously there's some consistency in scheduling and whatnot, but I love the chaos. I love the personalities. We have some insane people that work here, and again, I mean that as a compliment, but I love it. It's super fast-paced. 2 days are never the same, and you get to meet just some crazy personalities, which is an added bonus.
Favorite on or off the court memory from your time as a GKB teammate?
Oh boy, I would probably go with the NFL draft. It seems like such a layup of a moment, but that was such a neat week from teammates from all over the country being in town, and obviously just like the epicenter of sports being in my hometown where I grew up in Green Bay. But to have the Tender Trio and the setup we did and the opportunity to create some great memories for our partners, fans, and teammates, it's just it's definitely stands out amongst the rest.
And that was even enjoyable before you laughed at Colston Loveland and got exposed on Old Takes Exposed, the Twitter account.
Yeah, that is correct. Colston Loveland, good football player. Final answer.
Still good. Still good. Yeah. Last thing for you, Alex, as we close out the show in our 4 minute offense here. If you had one piece of advice for somebody who was thinking about working with GKB, what would you tell that person?
Open-minded and listen a lot, because you'll pick up a lot of good advice and maybe even like from guys like you who have been here a long time, Brian, where you screw up along the way, right? I think that's the important piece of listening, and then be open-minded. We do so many things and do so many things well that there's opportunities galore.
Isn't it cool that we work at a place where you can screw up a bunch of times and the company is still going to believe in you to not make those mistakes and get better?
I think the highlights of my careers are screw-ups. My career, singular. Yeah.
It's funny you say that. We just dropped a not top 10 from 2025 for ESPN Milwaukee. Yeah. It's up on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. You can watch it now. And I think our not top 10 and our top 10 for the year are the same,
right,
in a lot of ways. And I think that says a lot about GK.
And I think I only appeared on half of them, so that's good.
Well, that was your athletic feats. Alex, thanks for closing out the show. We appreciate it. Thanks to our producer, Chris Larson. For more information on any of the open career opportunities with GKB, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.